This is Ted Kennedy. Pharmaceutical firms are enticing doctors into prescribing drugs by improperly offering fancy vacation trips. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the pharmaceutical industry deserves credit for its breakthrough against disease. But there's a darker side. To boost profits and gain an edge on competitors, companies have poured millions of dollars a year into improper incentives to influence the prescribing habits of physicians. Companies offer vacation trips to exotic resorts for doctors who peddle company pills. Costly drugs approved by the Food and Drug Administration for one disease are touted for other conditions that have no such approval. The industry has just adopted voluntary guidelines to curb these abuses, Al, but tougher action may be needed. Patients have the right to know that prescription drugs they're taking are needed for their illness, not just part of their doctor's frequent prescriber vacation plan.
Ted, just how does a new drug benefit a patient if their doctor doesn't know it exists? And what about drugs like calcium channel blockers, which save patients from having $30,000 bypass operations? Instead of always bashing the industry, you should be recognizing the lives it saves each year. As for the gifts and free trips that some drug companies once provided to doctors, you conveniently forget to share with us that both the American Medical Association and the Pharmaceutical Manufacturers Association have approved tough new ethics standards that place the muzzle on drug promotions. The AMA now forbids any doctor to accept a trip, airline tickets, merchandise, or cash from any drug company trying to hustle a new product. Doctors are only permitted free samples or donations which directly benefit the patient. Ted, let the AMA solve its own problems. Federal regulations aren't the only cure. Common sense is tough medicine for an old doc basher like you. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.